This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
If your doctor tells you your physical has turned up an arrhythmia, a rhythm disorder in your heart, that might cause it to skip a beat right then and there. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero explains the biggest concern is, like a realtor says, location, location, location.
And arrhythmias are geographically specific. So it depends on where we are in the heart. In a normal heart, in a young, otherwise healthy patient, there are abnormal arrhythmias that can occur, most common of which is called supraventricular tachycardia. These are abnormal circuits based on the electrical anatomy. They are not life-threatening. They can be life-annoying, and they usually occur in the top or middle part of the heart.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And the sporting news, Mike DeCourcy. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hi, David. How are you?
Doing well. Excited about the tournament. Looking forward to seeing if the SEC Invitational lives up to all the hype. 14 teams from that league. What was your overall takeaway, Mike, in terms of the job the selection committee did in setting the field and letting North Carolina in?
When you make an error that, like, it's like you see a shortstop who makes every crazy play and hits three home runs in a game, and you're in extra innings, and then he lets a routine one go through his legs. What do you remember?
You remember that?
And that's probably flattering as a comparison to what happened with North Carolina. It was shameful. There is no justification for Carolina's inclusion in this field. And the people in that room know this. They know that Carolina did not have a tournament season. 1-12 against quadrant one opponents does not lie. What it says is, yeah, the games were really tough. No doubt. They played a lot of tough games. But they won one of them. I mean, they couldn't even luck into it. And they couldn't even luck into a second one. And let's not forget that the one they did win, they had to make a massive comeback, and UCLA had to make multiple endgame errors and miss multiple potentially clinching free throws in order for Carolina to win the one. And what if they had lost that one? Would they still have put them in? They look at the fact that Carolina got a lot of wins in the ACC. They, in their entire season, beat one team that was ranked inside the top 40 of the NCAA's own net rankings. One team. They beat one team that's in the field in the at-large portion of the field, the portion where you don't get the automatic bid. I think they beat one automatic qualifier, but that's a 15 seed or something like that. There is no justification for including them. Is there a justification for including them over Boise? Sure, but
yes.
Boise didn't make it.
Right.
But there's no justification for including them over West Virginia in particular, and Indiana beyond that.
Could not agree more. And that was well put in the way you succinctly put that, Mike. I think that everybody saw the same thing and understands what you're talking about. I wonder this. Every year you give us a good number of teams that you feel like are good enough to win it all and to cut down the nets. When you look at this bracket, the way things are arranged, how long is that list this year?
Well, if it's the traditional qualifications, if it's you have to fit what has worked for anywhere between 3 and 4 decades, it's like Duke, Florida, maybe Michigan State, and that's where the list ends. And if it's okay, well, since there's so few of them, then it's got to be more open. And then maybe it extends to 7 or 8, maybe. It's really not an impressive field in that sense. We don't have we have more good pros prospects in college basketball than we had a year ago, but we don't have a lot of good teams that were formed out of those good pro prospects. I mean, you look right there at down the highway at Illinois, which has two first-round prospects that are freshmen, and they have a nice team, but it's been a very inconsistent team. It's been a team that that has frustrated a lot of analysts because of their dependence on three-point shooting as a team that doesn't shoot three-pointers very well, and a team that has made some mental errors in games they could have won, like the Tennessee home game, most egregiously. And so there's a lot of that. There are other teams that that have a couple of those guys, but have significant deficiencies. BYU with Igor Demon, and it's a very good team, but defensively they're not very good. And so, can you win with like the 60th best defense in the country? It's not happened. So it's unlikely to happen. A lot of the better pro prospects are down in the double-digit seed range. Arkansas has won, Oklahoma, teams like that are all toward the back of the field. So it's really an interesting tournament in that way, and maybe a lot of molds will be broken this year because of the absence of influential pro prospects at the highest levels of the tournament.
You're headed down to Raleigh. You're going to see Duke, which I think has its best team since John Shire took over, at least the best team that he has coached. A lot of the speculation about Cooper Flagg's injury, how well will he play if he does come back? And I just wonder, from your perspective, you know, injuries can be hard to project, but how does that affect Duke's chances in terms of this, in this tournament, of winning it all? And is this as significant enough to give you doubt?
Well, I it's hard for me to say. I mean, I said in my article today that it would be nice to have access to Cooper's MRI results, as well as the medical training to decipher them. Without that, I just have to guess, based on the fact that he had a shoe on to that ankle before the end of the game. And if you looked around, you could see multiple players who may be available for this tournament who were on the bench in boots, just to be sure. Duke didn't even go that far. I mean, Juwan Roberts from Houston watched a Big 12 title game in a boot. I think all indications are he will play this week. But just to be sure, they were really cautious and had him in a boot. It happened with Tyrese Hunter of Memphis as well, whose circumstance I'm not quite as sure of, but who also watched in a boot. Whereas Cooper had a regular sneaker on his ankle before the end of the game in which he was injured. So I kind of think he's probably going to be fine. I would say that they should be just fine handling their 16 seed with some contribution for him. But I will say this, like if you think he's sitting out this weekend and then coming back next weekend and then they're going to take it off from there, that's not going to work. That I will tell you right now. I've seen that movie before. It doesn't work. This tournament is too hard for you to make those kinds of adjustments midway through and expect it to work. So he needs to play some this weekend. He may not need to play a ton. I mean, they beat Carolina, and they had Carolina buried. They let him back in. I give credit to Carolina for at least that they got back in the game against Duke on Saturday. But they had them buried. On Friday they had them buried and let him back in. I think they should be able to handle even Mississippi State, which is a very fine team, or Baylor on Sunday of this week in the second round game with some contribution from Cooper. They just can't afford it to be none.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Mike, we know you made your Final Four picks. You've made all your picks. Was it a difficulty? Was it easy? Do you feel like there's a lot of leeway, or do you feel like you got it pretty tight?
I feel good about my Final Four, although it's hard to say for certain, obviously. I feel good about the Final Four. A lot of the picks are hard because, as I mentioned, there's so many deficiencies in so many of the teams. It's been a very competitive year. I think the adjustment to the conferences, the greater spread among a lot of the conferences has influenced the way this regular season has played out. I think the other aspect of it is that that element of it's a more talented year than a year ago, but still not what we have seen in many years. And so that makes me wonder about, who do you rely upon? Because usually you look and you say, those guys are not letting that team lose. Well, those guys don't play in college basketball anymore, at least not in, or maybe American basketball is declining to the point where you just don't see the kind of talent you once did. I think we're in a real rut in terms of young American talent in the sport. It's frustrating, and that's one of the reasons why Cooper Flagg stands out so much, because he would be a great prospect in any of the previous decades, and that's part of the reason why I felt fairly confident in selecting Duke to win it.
So, Mike, away from the tournament, Northwestern did not get in, but I'm curious what your perspective is on the future of Chris Collins. His name will come up and has already in speculation for the Indiana job. A lot of other big names are up for a job that used to be a big one and still could be potentially. Do you see that being a possibility? Is that something that you think Northwestern has to worry about?
Well, I also have heard a little bit about him regarding Villanova. I mean, he's got some ties to Villanova. Spent some time there when he was younger. Excuse me, to Philadelphia, not to Villanova.
Right.
To that area. So that, that's something that could happen. I don't know what will happen with Chris. I know he's very happy at Northwestern. I know he likes the area. I know he's enjoyed coaching there. I'm sure that he has had opportunities to leave to go elsewhere and has declined. These are two pretty good opportunities, though. These are places where national championships have been won. And it's interesting to me the perspective on that. I did have Chris mentioned fairly prominently when I did my initial coaching list article on Indiana the day that it became obvious that Mike Woodson would not return. my he was very prominent in my list. And I got a lot of pushback from Indiana fans who don't seem to understand what an achievement that doing what he's done at Northwestern is, and don't understand that, like, it's not about whether you've been in the Final Four or the Elite Eight or whatever. My favorite descriptor of this is I always say, not everybody plays the same course. Some guys are playing a pitch and putt, and some guys are playing Pine Valley. And he walked into a place that had never been to the NCAA tournament from 1939 to 2016. And he got him in three times in the next 6 or 7 years. He's a phenomenal coach, a great guy, one of my favorite people in coaching. If whoever ends up with him, Northwestern, Indiana, Villanova, or whatever, is a blessed place in terms of basketball, because he is phenomenal.
And you mentioned you have Duke winning the tournament. You've got Duke beating Florida, and you got Michigan State and Tennessee as your other Final Four teams, right?
Correct. Yes. Really struggled with the Houston-Tennessee pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think honestly, when you're doing these things, you get down to it, and if I had gone with Houston, I think that was the last region I completed. If I'd gone with Houston, I would have had three number one seeds, and I'm like, nah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So that would played into it. Rick Barnes's inevitability played into it a little bit. They have, I think, a little bit more offensive talent at Tennessee than they do at Houston. It's close. Neither one's overwhelming, although their metrics on the offensive end are both fine. You can watch it and see. Sometimes they get into, unlike some other teams in the country, they get into ruts where offense becomes difficult. Among the better teams, I mean. They get into those ruts where you think, how does this team ever score a basket? And then you see them at the other end and you think, how is anybody ever going to score a basket against these guys?
I went for the throwback sentimental journey to San Antonio, Mike. I had Pitino and Izzo matching up in the Final Four. That may not happen, but what a remarkable feat for Pitino. Six teams now to the NCAAs.
Yeah, and he's got a chance, and it's interesting. He's got a chance to be the only one. If you're correct, he'll be the only one ever to take four different schools to the Final Four. And it's kind of fascinating that it would take a minor upset, but if Arkansas beats Kansas, then Calipari could deny Pitino the chance to do that, or Pitino could deny Calipari the chance to do that, because each has taken three different teams. They're the only ones that have ever gone to the Final Four at three different schools.
Great stuff.
I told David, I felt like Florida was playing better than everyone for a while, and I like their guards, and I know you got them in the championship game, but they're so popular a pick now, it's kind of turned me off.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. The thing I like about them is that they are a complete team. And I want to see an NBA guy out there. I mean, it's been my first Final Four I attended was 1987. I didn't cover that. I was in the stands way up toward the top of the Superdome as a fan, as a spectator. And that year, Steve Alford led Indiana to the national championship. That's the last time that the champion did not have a first-round pick in their rotation. And I'm telling you, look around the top 8 to 10 seeds in this deal, 12 seeds. And you will not find very many guys that are projected to be first-round picks. And that worries me about Auburn. Does maybe somebody take Jani Broome? I don't know. I like Jani Broome. I think he's terrific. But it's just that I feel like I don't like to joust with history. History says this is what wins. And Auburn doesn't fit that as good as they are. Houston doesn't fit that as good as they are. It does fit Florida. It does fit Duke. And it pretty much fits Michigan State, although their offense has to get going a little bit in terms of efficiency. I think that's ground they could cover over the next few weeks. Those teams are the ones that have what I'm talking about. That NBA guy has always been the separator. And you can see it when you get to that level. I'm sitting next to Bruce Weber on the set of BTN on Saturday, and we talked about pros and how important they are. And I mentioned that Michigan has one, and also Maryland has Derek Queen, and then Michigan State with Chase Richardson. And he followed up what I said by pointing out that when the Illini were in the 2005 title game, he has a photograph of the tip-off, and every one of the 10 players on that court at that moment played in the NBA.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Great stuff, Mike. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
That is Mike DeCourcy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.